The men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hillier bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. But it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and all three of these stories are very similar. It's how to make that money. And we go to Vancouver, Canada. We'll go to my old hometown of Baltimore City. And then we'll finish in New York City. But let us start again in Vancouver Island, Canada, where a woman named Carly Bess used to work at an accounting firm there. And she recently sued them for wrongful termination. Now, see, she claimed that they still owed her $5,000 in unpaid wages. But then the company countersued and claimed that she actually owed them money. They said that she was fired for something called time theft while working from home, basically not working all the hours that she said she was working. And they had proof, thanks to a program called Time Camp, that was on her work laptop. It's a tracking software, and it can tell if you're working or not, much like Santa Claus knows if you've been naughty or nice. Now, it can distinguish between work tasks or things like being on Facebook or watching videos. And it showed that in the span of 1 month last year, Carly claimed that she had worked 51 more hours than she actually did. Her excuse was that she printed out hard copies of documents and was working off of those instead of the computer. But the company also tracked her printer usage and said that just was not true. So last Wednesday, the court sided with the company, ordered her to repay over $2,000 in wages. She has about 30 days to pay them. And she's not the only person scamming her company. We go to Baltimore City, where a school's police officer and prominent football coach, he's under investigation by the FBI after collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars in overtime while he was not working. Project Baltimore, it's an investigative reporting initiative. They discovered through social media posts that Lawrence Smith reported several instances of overtime while simultaneously posting on social media that he was not working. The initiative was able to gather information on specific times that Smith had clocked overtime and then scanned his social media, where they found Facebook Live and other posts showed him in different locations during the alleged overtime hours. One Facebook Live post even showed Smith at the gym during a day that he reportedly clocked overtime for hours during a homicide investigation. Well, he collected over $200,000 in overtime since 2020, including the dates that he was showing himself to not be working. The amount is more than any other city school's officer.
Wow.
So he's claiming all this, and they're looking at a social media post like, you're saying one thing, but we're literally looking at you on your own social media post. You're not doing it.
Vanity.
Now, we go to New York City. Between May of 2019 and October 2020, Officer Jackson Chang, he appeared on paper to be working hard in his role as an NYPD captain and a member of the department's Asian Hate Crime Task Force. Now he's a former police officer after an internal affairs probe found that hundreds of hours that he claimed he'd work in the southern Brooklyn area were falsified. More than 400 hours, in fact, with a payout of $60,000. 45-year-old Chang, he confessed to the non-work so that he wouldn't get fired, and that way he could retire, believe it or not, with at least a partial pension. So keep in mind, you bilk him out of 60 grand, but I'll admit to it, let me keep part of my pension. So police say that during a hearing, Chang said that some of the time when he was supposedly working, he was taking care of his sick parents. That turned out not to be true. The 432 hours and 37 minutes for which he was paid without actually doing any work included nearly 200 hours of overtime. It appears he was able to evade detection for some time by claiming that he was a duty captain, which took him away from his desk to work crime scenes throughout the city, you see. Anyway, the shady hours were discovered during a standard overtime review. A final determination to allow him to walk away from the job with a partial pension was made by the police commissioner, overriding the recommendation of the prosecutor, who believed that he should have just been fired.
Mm.
All right, so like I said, people do this kind of thing. I get it. So you have the woman who's trying to sue her company because she says for wrongful termination, she's trying to sue him for $5,000. They're like, you actually owe us $2,000 based on what we've paid you and what you said you did. You have the Baltimore City Schools police officer. He made $200,000. He just wasn't working, but he's dumb enough to post himself on social media. And finally, the cop in New York City, who racked up about $60,000 in additional wages while not actually doing anything.
In my world, this is easy. You have two people that are supposed to, as far as law goes, they're supposed to do their best to make sure that the people abide by the law.
Sure.
You've got a woman who scammed a company.
Was she at work?
She's working from home, but she's using the work computer, right? So she uses the work laptop, and they have their tracking information, whatever it is. So She's so keep in mind, they fired her because she wasn't doing what she said she was doing. She tries to sue them for more money, and they're like, you actually owe us. Because they were going to let it go. They were just going to fire her. But when she launched a lawsuit, they said, look, if that's what you want to do, fine. You owe us money.
Baltimore police officer is a couple hundred thousand bucks.
Well, keep in mind, he's a city schools police officer.
So. He's still a police officer. He's still in charge of something.
Sort of. Yeah.
Right.
Sort of.
The New York City police officer, $60,000 in hours he did not work. I'm going to go since she got hers and justice was served. I think the woman in Canada sucks the least.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's going to be the kind of the easy one there. But also, I don't know. There's part of me with the cop in Baltimore to be like, well, no, like, it's Baltimore.
Baltimore.
So it's like,
what'd you expect?
It's bad. Like, it's taxpayer money, but there's, I mean, there's so many bad things to go on with that police department and that city. Look, I'm not justifying it.
No.
Because, right, obviously, Miles, like you said, like, you could just pick the woman in Canada because she went from a private company.
But I think the difference with her, the reason I would normally say she sucks the least, the difference is, all right, so the two cops, right, kind of the fake cop in Baltimore and the real cop in New York City, they got caught, they got busted, you got, okay. What bugs me about her is, look, they were just going to fire you and let it be water under the bridge. You put yourself in the situation. The reason you owe $2,000 is because you feel like an injustice has been done to you because the company fired you. So you took them to court only to find out now you owe them $2,000. Right? If you just said, you know what? They caught me. I messed up.
I mean, I guess maybe her thought process was she could have said she was on the phone. And that's why she was messing around on the computer.
I guess. But the fact that she filed a lawsuit against the company because they rightfully terminated her, that prevents me from saying she sucks the least.
I mean, I do think at the end, I think the cop in New York sucks the most. But
I agree.
I don't even know if he sucks the most. I think the NYPD sucks the most.
For giving him part of a pension?
Yes.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what...
That's bad.
See, that's what bugs me about him. So sadly, I think the Baltimore guy sucks the least. Yeah, he built him for $200,000. Yes, he's stupid, and he puts all of his stuff on the post, but he has accepted his fate, so to speak, right? The lady normally would suck the least, but like you made this a thing when it shouldn't have been a thing. Now you're out $2,000.
And I don't understand how people keep doing that in this day and age. Like, it's 2023. Last year was 2022. Like, I won't even post stuff. If I just blow off like a party I'm supposed to go to.
Right.
I'm not going to post stuff like, hey, out of the bars or whatever. Just because I don't want to piss off my friends, but, much less trying to scam money.
But here's the amazing thing about this, all right? So the Baltimore City guy was dumb enough to keep posting on Facebook Live. You know, while you're saying you're working, people are actively watching you do something.
Gym. Right. Is he big at least?
I just assume.
I mean, I hope you better be a muscle bound, like one of those guys in the gym if you're doing all that.
The woman suing your company, it's like, it's a company computer. You have to know they're tracking something, right? Well, you would assume you'd be smart enough to assume that. So she got caught that way. The guy in New York, there was no special investigation. It's a routine audit. It's overtime. And every year they go through it. So they did it and said, this doesn't make any sense.
And also, like, almost everybody I know has a work computer and a home computer.
Sure.
Like, how could you, like, you just know some stuff you don't look up at work.
Mm-hmm.
That is
I just use your computer. That's weird.
Yeah. And they're probably paying for the internet service if she's working from home.
Of course.
Work expense and all those other things, too. So, I mean, like, that's theirs as well. Even though when she's...
I doubt that.
You don't think so?
No. Companies don't pay for that.
Okay.
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know. I don't work from home.
Yeah. Me neither. What have you stepped in on, over, or through? 206-803-ROCK.
You say what?
We're done with the question, man.
Oh, sorry. God, I mean, I've lost my mind. Shot of the Day's coming up. Yeah. Yes, we're listening to Men's Room. Yeah, we are.